And right now we will be talking with Miriam Tanen. She is on the board of the Foundation for Community Health. We have a great arrangement with the Foundation for Community Health. They have become an underwriter here on Robin Hood Radio. And we're going to be scheduling many interviews over the course of the year for you to get to know better the Foundation of Community Health. Not just when something that they get behind and do, you hear it then, but to get to know the people that are behind it and the ideas behind the Foundation for Community Health. So let's welcome Miriam Tanen in this morning. Good morning, Miriam. And once again, I'm sorry, I'm like 30 minutes early.
No problem. I'm glad you caught me, and I'm happy to talk to you. Always happy to talk about the foundation, too.
Well, you know, I've known about the foundation for a long time. We followed what happened with Sharon Hospital and the formation of the Foundation for Community Health with a great deal of the proceeds from that. And in the beginning, I was kind of wondering, how is this foundation going to keep going into the future? It's amazing what the foundation has done in its short existence. And I say short existence because really the first couple of years were setting up and being foundation. What interested you, Miriam, in becoming a board member for the foundation?
Well, when I was first approached back in 2003, I was very excited. Of course, I didn't know anything about the foundation, but my roots in Sharon went back a long ways. I worked in the hospital as a nurse. That's where I started my nursing career back in 1978, which tells you how old I am and retired now. But that was just an important part of my connection to the community. And also as a member of New York State, wanted to make sure that we were represented. At the time I was approached, I was working in the city of Poughkeepsie at Planned Parenthood and very familiar with the needs of, you know, the Dutchess County side.
Now, when you when you worked at Planned Parenthood, you didn't just really eventually you became the director of their clinical services, right?
That's right. Eventually I did. And I worked with a lot of the other not-for-profits in the area and on the Dutchess County side. And, you know, Eastern Dutchess is a hard reach from Poughkeepsie, and with limited resources, it can be difficult for organizations to cover the whole county or their whole area. And so I thought it was important to reach out into Eastern Dutchess.
You know,
and that's where I live and, you know, where my kids went to school in Dover. So that area, both areas, Sharon and Eastern Dutchess, were important to me. So that's why I was very interested to join.
What's interesting in your comments, Miriam, is that one of the latest things that the Foundation for Community Health is helping provide is that health clinic, which is going in at the Weepatuck schools. To implement it, of course, just about everything has gone wrong with the pandemic and everything like that. But that program that you've gotten behind, and you are providing the funds so this actually happens. And I think that's so important. What you point out is that the Sharon Hospital really has a pretty wide area that it affects and that it can help people in. And and I think when they put the board together, including people from the different states and the different regions, and your background, I think really led to what we're seeing now, which is the success and how the foundation is helping out in so many different aspects.
Absolutely. And that project in Weepatuck, to me, is one of the most exciting projects in this part of the county, actually in the whole county, and you know, Connecticut also. It's the first in-clinic, full-service health clinic in any school. And that means that a child could have treatment there. The parents don't have to leave work to take a child to a doctor. And you know that from Eastern Dutchess, you may be driving 40 minutes to get to a doctor. The primary care is a short supply all over the country in the rural areas. But in our area, I think many people realize that there is a problem with primary care. So if you have this in-school service, the kids could get treatment right there. If they're wheezing, if they could be diagnosed, they could have their annual physicals. And eventually, they hope to add dental and behavioral health services. So very, very exciting. And we were just, that was a program that was initiated by the school district and then they needed help to do the actual build-out for a place for this clinic to be in the building. We didn't put up a new building, but within the building it had to be changed so that it met all the state guidelines for an in-school clinic. Very exciting project. And we have the ability, we're flexible enough that when something like that comes up, we can help the community that way.
You know, it's interesting on that on this project of what's going on in Weebatuck. I interviewed the superintendent, and I've also interviewed Nancy Heaton, and I interviewed the organization also. I think it's called Open Door. That's going to run it, and it's to get this project to actually succeed and actually to open up, there are so many different layers that had to be dealt with, from New York state laws, the legislature, the rules, the school district. And I think the impetus of the Foundation for Community Health getting behind it and helping financing the installation of it really cleared away one hurdle that they didn't have to worry about, where they could work on all the other hurdles so they could get this so they could get this operational.
Absolutely.
Now, on top of that, you know, seeing as you're a nurse, I want to bring this up, and that is other efforts that you've been involved in and that the foundation has. And I think one of the greatest things is the nursing program that's at Northwestern Connecticut Community College. Lord knows if there's a place where there's a chance for people to get jobs, get great jobs that help the community, it's in nursing, and the efforts and programs that the foundation is involved in there is also a very important aspect.
Absolutely right. And as a nurse, that is one of the programs that really touched my heart and that I was so happy to see that we could support. So Northwest Community College had no nursing program at all. They thought this was going to be a good idea. But for community college, and all schools are always struggling with money, how do they get it started? So they did come to us, I think, and possibly Nancy went to them. I'm not really sure how it got started. But we were able to fund the first year where they did the feasibility study to find out if they really needed one, if they could do it, if the state would support it. And then we were able to support the salary for the first year of the person who got it together. And now it's a flourishing program. They recently won an award, being one of the best community college nursing programs in the Northeast. So very exciting that program's taken off. I think it's 65% of the students that graduate stay and work in our area. So it solved a lot of problems. We have, you know, a small pool of nurses that want to work in our nursing homes and Sharon Hospital, as well as schooling and education, so people can get better jobs. Of course, I think nursing is a great profession. Let me put that in there.
I was going to say, I would think you would be. We're speaking with Miriam Tannen, who is a Millbrook resident. She is, this is your second stint on the board?
Yes, this is my second stint on the board. I was one of the founding members. I was on for 9 years, served in different positions. Then I was off for several years, and they invited me back, and I was very happy to come back onto the board.
Now, when you were on the board originally, did it seem like a daunting task to set this up and to put it in motion and to get it into action to help in the community?
It was a daunting task. We spent a lot of time that first year. Very exciting. It was a wonderful board that Berkshire Taconic pulled together, actually. And, you know, we had to get to know each other, but they were very careful. They got people from all the different areas that we reached, different areas of New York State, and, you know, from Canaan to Salisbury to, you know, Dover Plains. You have very different needs. So they had very good representation. Then we had to learn what we wanted to be. And we had speakers come in from other foundations to give us information how their foundations ran. We had to decide, did we want to be a foundation that maybe focused on one age group and just deal with children, or did we want to just deal with one particular physical area, maybe cardiac care or some chronic illness, or did we want to, and what we did decide, that we wanted to be an agency that could support the not-for-profits across the board in our catchment area.
And I think that, you know, that's one of the things about the Foundation for Community Health and why we are teaming up to try to bring all the local people and local information about not only the community Foundation for Community Health, but the work that you facilitate, is because you took that time in the beginning to find your direction. And obviously, it's worked out really well. When you take a look back now, from when it started to where it is now, as a final question, Miriam, what do you think about your role in the community as a foundation? Your strengths, do you have anything that you're still working on, or anything that's going to be different possibly in the future?
Big question. I think we're important to the community because several reasons. In one sense, we're a big fish in a small pond. Yeah. We give out about $750,000 a year in grants, which is a lot of money in a small area. Over the years, we've given out about $18 million over the past 17 years. So that's a big impact to agencies. We're also small enough that we can make rapid responses. So when COVID hit, obviously there was no planning for that. We were able to respond to food pantries, to libraries, you know, to whatever agencies could apply for rapid grants online. So I think that even though people may not know us directly, the not-for-profits in the area have known us very, very well. So I'm glad you're doing this so that the public can see also what we do.
Well, it's so important. I think one of the things you just pointed out is most people, and we're a nonprofit, okay? We've got our board, and I know lots of people with small nonprofits and large. Normally, it's a very cumbersome, and it can be a slow-moving thing to get things done. I think one of the main things that you have done now that you're established is you just pointed it out. You are very nimble and quick to respond to things that come up out of nowhere, and that's very hard to plan in the nonprofit community.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Many of our most exciting programs, like the Weebatuck School or the nursing program, did come up sort of out of the blue. They meet our mission. Obviously, we have to stay within our mission, but we can. And I think a lot of that has to do with Nancy Heaton, our CEO, executive director, who has been very involved with the community. She knows the people. She knows the players. And she can help people develop their programs. We don't just say, here's an RFP, tell us what you want to do, and if we don't like it, we don't fund you. We work with the funders, we're the funder, and we work with the agencies, you know, to develop the programs if they need it. So I think that's been part of our success also.
Well, Miriam, it takes a lot to be involved in the board of a nonprofit, especially one with the dedicated mission that you have. We thank all the people that do that. We thank you for being involved in even a second stint here with the Foundation for Community Health. And, of course, if people want more information, they can find foundationforcommunityhealth.org on the web. Miriam, thanks for joining us a little early this morning on my part.
My pleasure.
All right. Have a great day, Miriam.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye.
All right. That is the Foundation for Community Health, foundationforcommunityhealth.org.